Thoughts about being flexible and trusting in the process. For the most part, Lake Tahoe dodged a bullet this fall with regard to wildfire and wildfire smoke. That's not to say that we didn't experience our fair share of it during September. However, smoke from the mosquito fire that originated on the west slope of the Sierra Nevada in Forest Hill, California, was intermittent here in South Lake Tahoe. Smoke would fill the basin for a couple of days and then it would blow out. We even received a few days of rain during those weeks' worth of mosquito fire smoke. Most important, though, is the fact that there was never any imminent threat to the Lake Tahoe Basin. Essentially, I didn't have to worry about evacuating my home like I did last year. Although that thought was on all of our minds, it never got to that point, so for that, I'm truly grateful. The smoke was far worse this time around in North Tahoe and Truckee. Fortunately, though, the air was clear for the morning of the 17th. The reason this was fortuitous is because that was the day that I guided the Roller Pass Mount Judah Loop hike for the Donner Summit Historical Society's annual fundraiser. The organizers were concerned that they'd have to cancel the weekend event, which included multiple hikes and presentations, for the third year in a row. In the end, they chose to go forward with the weekend and we were all rewarded with blue skies on that Saturday morning. Like clockwork, though, the smoke began to roll in at around 12:30 in the afternoon, but that was just as my group was returning to the lodge for lunch and the afternoon presentation. After fulfilling my commitment to preparing for and guiding that Donner Party hike, I had only 2 more weeks' worth of work to complete at my summer job, and then I thought I'd be home free to begin tackling all of the artistic and creative endeavors that I had lined up for this fall. Well, that's what I was hoping for anyway. The reality is that ever since September, a number of unfortunate situations and more critical tasks have derailed me from working on those fun projects. I hesitate to list those things, but sometimes truth is stranger than fiction, so in an effort to bring levity to the situation and provide context for my lack of creative output, here you go. Vehicle issues. Interestingly, I paid off my Jeep loan last spring, but since the beginning of September, my Jeep has mostly been parked in the driveway or at the shop due to various mechanical failures. So I've been relying on the generosity of friends willing to give me rides or let me borrow their vehicles. I've also been bicycle commuting more frequently, which adds a whole other level of logistics to the day. And of course, the money that I've saved from not having a monthly loan payment is now going toward vehicle repairs. But as my mechanic said, the Jeep is starting to show its age. I suspect that I am too. Root canal. I received my first root canal on September 20th, and I now have another scheduled for January. Surprisingly, it wasn't as painful as I feared, but it took me out of action for a day, and it was definitely expensive. Bug bites. This one is just bizarre. Somehow I managed to be stung or bitten on my head in 3 different places, and the bite site on the back of my head swelled up to the size of an egg and caused searing referral pain throughout my scalp that lasted for nearly 2 weeks. Needless to say, it was hard to focus on anything other than the pain in my head during that time. Yard projects. What I thought would be a 2 or 3 day interior cleanup of the backyard shed has turned into a full-blown remodeling project that's now spanned over 2 weeks. Granted, I'm not putting in 8-hour days, but it's definitely become a time suck. So there's my list of excuses for not getting more stuff done last month. Honestly, for all of my talk about life lessons, metaphors, and metaphysics, I get just as frustrated as the next person when life doesn't go my way. And this is like the 3rd or 4th year in a row now that my life's been turned upside down at the close of summer. Unfortunately, the majority of reasons have been out of my control. For example, we've routinely had to deal with late season, unhealthy and persistent wildfire smoke, forest closures due to the potential threat of wildfire, evacuation due to the imminent threat of wildfire, or COVID-related shutdowns. It's all getting kind of old because I always have a plan or at least a list of tasks and goals to accomplish during my time between seasonal jobs. And I like to be able to execute that plan without having to start and stop multiple times or take numerous detours along the way. But stuff happens, right? Life doesn't always go according to plan, regardless of your effort or intentions. So what then? You could fight tooth and nail and try to scramble back to your original position in order to get that train back on the right track, but a lot of times that just becomes twice the work, usually more. And if you do choose this route, you may find that while you're still trying to just get back to the starting point, life has already moved on without you. So you really have to be committed to the thing if you choose this option. You could abandon the plan altogether in lieu of some other plan, but that's seldom a satisfying experience, especially if you are passionate about the initial endeavor. Nobody really wants to give up on something that they care about unless it's absolutely necessary, because this always yields feelings of failure and introduces countless what-if scenarios. You could try to navigate your way back to the original plan by taking a modified route, but this will probably require you to either fast forward through a few steps or omit them completely from your process. As a result, you may find that your finished work is acceptable, but not exactly as you intended. The last option is that rather than fighting against it, you could just embrace the disruption and ride it out. Will this set you back in time and delay your project? Probably. Life waits for no one, after all. But this disruption is right now, and it's commanding your attention above all else. So it seems to me to be counterintuitive to fight that, especially if the cost of delaying or postponing its resolution is consequential. My Jeep is old, so there'll always be some repair that I'll have to address, but if I know there's an issue now, do I really want to wait to fix it until the snow begins to accumulate and I have to drive to Truckee every weekend for work? Realistically, my root canal was 2 years in the making, but how much longer could I have safely put it off? And I was able to work through the pain of those bug bites during the day at my job, but did I really want to be climbing around the roof of my shed to replace its shingles after work when I was most mentally and physically fatigued? Essentially, I chose to hit the pause button on most of my creative projects in order to work through this list of stuff. Admittedly, most of the creative endeavors that I've currently postponed have been on my to-do list for years. So this is kind of par for the course. Fortunately, though, none of them are actually time-sensitive, nor do they have a shelf life. But I do understand that as long as I keep putting them off, they'll never be completed. Having to perform triage is never any fun, and I am disappointed that I haven't been able to accomplish more these past few weeks. However, I'm not defeated, and I will continue working on my projects once the dust settles. In the meantime, I've just had to acknowledge that we don't always get our way, and things don't always go as planned. We have to be flexible and trust that everything will work itself out. But this is okay, because life is not a race, and frankly, without the occasional disruption, aka challenge, our lives would mostly be predictable and probably just a little bit boring.